You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, today we're saying thank you to the people that helped Vivian with her kidney transplant, Keith Tribble, who's the director of the Jackson Foundation. He's going to be here to start it off with me, but everybody, we're going to all do it together. Luke, lean in and really tell me your name.
Luke Prashevsky.
Yeah, they can say that it's in Chicago. Easy. Yeah. Easy in Chicago.
South Florida is a whole different story.
Yeah, I know. And Dr. Gira, introduce yourself. What do you do, Dr. Gira?
So I'm a kidney transplant doctor. I actually take care of the patients before and after the transplant, and I head up the living donor program there.
Oh, you're a grace. So listen, let's start a little bit with Dr. Gira. Dr. Gira, tell me, you know, Vivian found out she needed, we're going to talk a little bit about Vivian's case. Is that okay, honey? Okay, and we signed a document, so we are not violating HIPAA laws. Okay, we're going to use Vivian as the example.
Very important.
Okay, so Vivian needed a kidney transplant. We found out about 4 years ago when she had an emergency circumstance. We brought her to the hospital. They tested her. We found out she needed a kidney transplant. Then what happens?
So if anybody needs a kidney transplant and your doctor mentions that, the place to call is obviously a transplant center like ourselves at the Miami Transplant Institute. When we get notified of a patient, we actually bring the patient in and we do a whole education process about kidney transplantation, what it means to be a transplant candidate, what the process is going to be like, and at the end of the day, what is it going to look after the transplant. It's a long road. It's very tedious, and our job is to make it as easy as possible for everyone that walks in the door, because it could be many years before they're able to get a transplant.
Yeah, we waited 4 years, and I went out and I knocked on doors, did a lot of social media, finally got a generous woman in the community that we didn't even know to come over and test with you, and she was you fast-tracked that lady. You were terrific. We want to thank you so much, because I guess that each circumstance is different. And let me ask Luke this. Do you treat each circumstance differently?
Yeah, well, of course, our physicians are experts, and they are always trying to look at the individualities of every patient. There's a lot in the news about patient-centered medicine, and it's really about understanding the protocols that we're going to use universally, but applying those to every individual, making them feel special, and making them understand that we're caring for them as a person. And in the case of donors, we're always putting them first. The protection of the donor is the most important thing we do.
100%. And thank you so much for saying that. Now, Keith, you're the man that's in charge of making sure that their facilities are state-of-the-art and up-to-date by bringing in community donors. Now, your team has been very successful over the past few years. I think you've raised over $40 million since you came on board. Tell me a little bit about the role of the transplant team in your universe. Do they go out, they help you, they meet the community, things like that?
I think the unique thing about Jackson Health Foundation is that our goal is to work very closely with all the different entities within the system, and the Miami Transplant Institute is one of those, and obviously they're very close and related to the University of Miami. We have very good partners with the University of Miami, and we work together. We work together to raise funds for the Institute as also with the other things that we raise money for the other system. So we are now, I guess, actively involved in one of the projects with the Transplant House. And that is something that's very dear and near and dear to the Institute. And we plan to work very diligently in trying to make that happen, as we do all of our other
facilities. What is that? Tell us what that is.
It's a place where after the transplant patients finish their service, they go and they have a temporary overnight stay. And that's important because I'm of a firsthand knowledge of it because of my sister. My sister was a transplant recipient some years ago. Unfortunately, she did not, maintain and passed away. But she had a good 5 to 6 years of very quality life. And, I personally thank the Institute and Jackson for what they did. And really, that's what brought me back here from where I was, back here to Jackson, to serve my community.
Well, first of all, I want to say God bless you. Thank you for putting your time where you're, I don't know how to say it. I mean, God bless you for doing that.
Yeah, well, it's important.
Nor touched her heart. Dr. Gira, coming back to you, so it's a long and tedious process. how do you keep people focused and on point with their program? Because I got to believe not everybody stays on point.
That's correct. It's actually one of the biggest challenges we have, not only as a transplant physician myself, but the whole entire staff that has to work together to make it happen. I always say it's not a one woman or one man team. It's the whole entire team that needs to make it happen. So we bring the individuals at several time points to keep on educating them and keep reinforcing certain things that we need to. We have to, while they're on the list, and like you said, some people stay on the list for years. The average time in the state of Florida is about 3 to 4 years waiting for a kidney transplant. We have over 2,000 individuals waiting for a transplant at our center.
At
the Miami Transplant Institute.
Wow. So there's 2,000 people that need kidneys in our community. The community's got about 2 million people. Those mm-hmm. 2 million people each have two kidneys. So that's 4 million kidneys. Figure half the people aren't qualified because you got to be perfect to be a kidney donor. How many is that?
It's actually more than half that are not qualified.
Well, tell me more.
It's sad to say, but everybody tells me the same thing. Oh, I'm the perfect donor. I have everything that's fine because everybody feels good.
I thought I was.
But most people don't go to the doctor.
I do.
Most people don't go on an annual basis to see their physician. And what happens is that we do discover many things on donors that feel good, which is great. But at the end of the day, we do discover many health risks that they may have, and they cannot proceed to donate.
Yeah. I know, for instance, one of the people that was from our family wanted to donate, and you found out that the person had early diabetes. I don't know what to call it, pre-diabetic. And so we helped that person find that out, and they were able to change their lifestyle to have a better life.
Yeah, we have found people that with different illnesses, including cancer, and we've actually saved their lives by notifying them of that. So it was a blessing in disguise that we were able to figure that out for them. But usually 1 in 10 or 1 in 12 individuals are able to donate. So that is a lot of people that we have to go through before we could find somebody who's an acceptable donor. So it's also when you want to donate, you not only have to be medically fit, but you have to be psychologically fit. And that is very important, because it's a lifelong commitment.
Yeah, in fact, a number of the people while I was advertising on Facebook and LinkedIn and everything, they would call me direct. One guy asked if he could get a pizza delivered. He'd be willing to donate a kidney. That's when I realized that maybe I needed to vet them a little bit more. So Luke, tell me a little bit about what you do at Jackson and you know, what's going on at Jackson from your perspective?
Sure. So I joined the Miami Transplant Institute team about 18 months ago because it is one of the leading transplant centers in the country. And so my job is to oversee administratively that program. And so like any business, right, we have hundreds of people involved in what we do. There's millions of dollars involved in it, and that's my role. It's a weird job, but I'm a businessman who runs a transplant center. And so my job is to make our medical experts, people like Dr. Guerra, who are truly national experts in what they do, better and more efficient and able to provide the best care in the country. I think Keith mentioned the transplant house. You know, why do we need that? Well, we do all types of abdominal organ transplants, thoracic organ transplants, adults and pediatric. There are only about 6 centers in the country with the breadth that the Miami Transplant Institute has. That means that we routinely get patients from all over the United States. And so when they're in from out of town, and a lot of them, it's been very expensive going through the disease that led to transplant and the need for that, they need a place to stay. And so that's why we're trying to raise money to give them a place. If somebody's coming in with limited means, dealing with the challenge of a kid who's going to need something as complex as a multivisceral transplant, to be able to have a place to stay while they're in town, get the care they need if they can't afford that otherwise. And so that's why that's such a priority for us, unique to a transplant center of our size and breadth.
We had some living donors that flew in,
yes,
and that would have been great to have that. We're going to talk a lot for the next 45 minutes about this great experience with Jackson, and we're going to bring in Noor to talk about the spiritual thing. We're going to bring in Vivian to talk about all that, but I got to take a break. We're going to make it a short one. We're going to come back because today we're all about you. We want to make sure everybody out there knows what's going on, and if you want to get involved with the kidney transplant and volunteer to be a living donor, well, Dr. Gear will tell you how to do that too. Wanda, rock the house. Show. Either get ready now, go, can't go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
All right. Well, you can do anything, but take me over my blues.